with these beautiful mountains that we have around us here, these tectonic forces that have given rise to them also produce earthquakes, and we get the whole package here in Alaska.
A 4.6 earthquake shakes the Upper Lynn Canal. Also, a deeper look at heli-skiing in the Chilkat Valley. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Burn Power. That story and more coming up.
At 8:41 p.m. when the earthquake hit, I was sound asleep because I had to get up at 4 o'clock for an appointment. And it woke me up, and I thought, God, it sounds like my wife is running through the house. So I yelled, "What?" And she said, "No, it's not me. It's an earthquake."
On Thursday, December 9th at 8:42 p.m., a magnitude 4.6 earthquake occurred 10 miles east of Skagway, 16 miles east by northeast of Haines. The quake was felt quite noticeably in Skagway, prompting many calls to the police. In spite of shaking and rattling shelves, no damage was reported.
Well, last night we felt the earthquake, and it was kind of fun because my two exchange students, Cora from Germany and Moppy from Italy, it was the first time they'd ever felt an earthquake, so it was kind of like a party at our house here. Everybody was running around and jumping up and down and seeing earthquakes. So sort of a rumble, and it seemed to go on for like at least 10 seconds, and then bump, and then kind of went away.
Well, it felt like a truck had hit the side of the house that I was visiting in town, and it really freaked me out, and the person I was with, and everything on the ceiling was swinging back and forth for quite a while after the last part of it ended. And then I took a minute and called my husband, who lives up on the hill, and he said they had barely felt it at all. It was just a little vibration that went through the house. So the difference between being in town or up on the Dyea Road was a huge difference.
Peter Heusler, research geologist for the United States Geological Survey, explains the earthquake in more detail.
This earthquake was a magnitude 4.6. It sort of lies at the eastern edge of a region in southeastern Alaska where there's a lot of seismicity, kind of between where the earthquake was located, close to Skagway and the coast. There's a sort of a broad belt in which there's a lot of earthquakes. The earthquake was also a thrusting type of earthquake, indicating that there was kind of east-west shortening. That's about what we know, and it was, I think, at a depth of about 17 kilometers, which is kind of shallower in the Earth's crust. Isn't super deep, but it's near the base, near the bottom of the part of the crust that makes earthquakes close to the surface. So it was sort of a deep earthquake for southeastern Alaska, but it wouldn't be like super deep like we get earthquakes down to 180 kilometers or so down underneath Denali, Mount McKinley.
Heusler goes on to answer one of the big questions for residents of the Upper Lynn Canal. What size earthquakes are we likely to see in this area?
See, there'd be a couple of big earthquakes that have hit the region, where the one in, I believe it was 1949 or 47 off of Sitka, and that was a magnitude, I think that was about a 7.8, something like that. There was also the 1958 earthquake on the Fairweather Fault. That was a 7.8. There were the 1899 earthquakes in the Yakutat region that were around magnitude 8. Those are a little closer to the coast, and those were bigger. I think it's probably less likely that the going inland a little ways closer to Haines and Skagway, they'd be quite as big. I mean, it seems likely they could get in the 5 to 6 range, something like that. Just living in Alaska here, earthquakes are a part of life, and this is just a reminder of that. And with these beautiful mountains that we have around us here, these tectonic forces that have given rise to them also produce earthquakes, and we get the whole package here in Alaska.
Every fall, winter sport enthusiasts watch ski films to get themselves psyched for the upcoming season. Many follow the exploits of their favorite rider, wishing they could hit the same lines that they see in the movies. Unlike many riders from the Lower 48, boarders and skiers of the Upper Lynn Canal have the opportunity to explore and ride some of the greatest mountains in the world. These amazing geological features are exactly what Todd Jones, one of the founders of Teton Gravity Research, wanted to capture in the company's newest film, Deeper.
Deeper is a film that we made with my brother Jeremy Jones, and his personal odyssey to go beyond beyond the normal boundaries and areas of heli ski places, and to go a little bit deeper, to kind of go a little bit further than people have gone in the past.
Deeper is the first step in Teton's six-year Deeper, Further, Higher project, which aims to push the limits of backcountry riding.
Recently, we've been doing a lot of riding and filming in Haines, and there's the heli boundary that limits where we can ride and go. And for a long time, we'd kind of been looking, staring off in the distance past the heli area boundary, and I think Jeremy finally just came to a realization, like, I really want to go over there and forget it. You know, if I can't do it with a heli, then I'm going to do it with a plane drop and, you know, just live out there and climb these things.
The film was shot around the world and attracted such big-name writers as Xavier De La Rue, Travis Rice, Johan Olofsson, Tom Burt, and Ryland Bell. In the Alaska segment, riders were flown to a base camp outside of Haines, where they weathered storms, hiked, and had some of the best rides of their lives.
Yeah, I mean, I love Haines. We, my brother Steve and I were through there in 1996 on our way down to Sitka to go get on commercial fishing boats after a season guiding and heli-skiing up in Valdez. And we stopped, and I remember just sitting on a bench downtown and looking up, and we were like, we got to ride here. We have to come back and ride here. And then I think it was probably around 2000 that we put together a crew and went out to Haines. And for about 4 or 5 years, we were more or less riding there exclusively without anyone else. It was before the heli ops had come, and you know, it was, we fell in love. The mountains are amazing there, and it's just, they were built to ride.
Although this film broke new ground, there's still much to be discovered in the world of backcountry riding in Haines and around the world.
A lot of what we do is just kind of following our, you know, our instincts, and it's, you know, it's likely that TGR will be back in Haines with a film crew at some point doing the normal thing we do there. You know, with Jeremy, we've kind of started, you know, this like I said, this six-year odyssey. And it's really ultimately, you know, how far he wants to take it and how deep he wants to go. But I think, you know, ultimately for Teton Gravity Research, it's kind of always been about exploration, whether that's, you know, up in Girdwood or Valdez or Haines or Petersburg or the Tordrillos, and just kind of trying to go to places that that have a lot of unknown and mystery associated with them in terms of the kind of riding that we're looking to do and the kind of faces we're looking for.
Other new releases that feature riding in the Upper Lynn Canal include Television, Recession, and Light the Wick. Year after year, riders return to Alaska to take advantage of its world-class slopes. Teton Gravity Research and Mr. Jones have done a lot of work here over the years and are always ready to return to make a few turns in our backyard.
I look forward to getting back there and seeing everyone and enjoying the mountains around Haines. It's a really magical, special place you guys have up there.
Reporting for KHNS in Haines, this is Blake Hamilton.
In Skagway, the Arts Council is offering classes to keep people creating during the cold winter months. Donna Snyder of the Skagway Arts Council describes the classes for us.
Every Thursday night in December, we're offering a drawing and painting class that's being taught by a local artist. Her name is Eve Griffin, and she paints in all media. And this is open to anybody here in town. The classes are on Thursday night, December 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. They start at 6:30, last for about 2 hours, and they're here at the Skagway School in the shop. We've scheduled a leather mask-making class for the weekend of January 22nd. This will be the third leather mask-making class that we've done. We did one in October, one in November, had great response, had some wonderful masks come out of them, and we've just had demand to do more, so we're going to do that in January. We've also done a few stained glasses class in November. We did two separate ones. We have a local gal by the name of Deb Ackerman, who's been doing stained glass for 25 years, and she's graciously come in and taught stained glass classes. We're trying to get her to do another class maybe in the spring of a little more complicated stuff, because everybody that did it really enjoyed it and want to learn more. What we've done is kind of made a commitment this winter to keep everybody here busy and challenged and come up with some crafts and skills that they can learn through classes taught by people here in town. We're also looking for artists outside of town that would be interested in coming in and teaching some classes. Anybody, if you have any questions, call Kathy. She's at 983-3650.
This is Bern Power for KHNS News. Special thanks to Haines High School student Blake Hamilton for his story. Tara Bicknell returns in January.